on 22nd of December, 2023. He was invited by a president, I think, to discuss other things. But when he reached there, one of the things that came up in their discussion was that the president had questions which were not answered, specific questions. And he tasked him with the people he met the president with to answer the four critical questions. And the first question the president wanted him and his team to answer was how much income, that was the first question, how much income is sufficient enough for a household in Teso to sustain itself for a year, for a period of 12 months. And the second question the president tasked Calvin and his team to answer was what is the current land average land holding per household in Teso. And the president, I think, which he repeated in the day we presented the report, was that every time he flies above Ngora, the southern part of Teso, he sees houses in almost next to each other and toilets everywhere, and he was getting very concerned that how do we help transform Teso in circumstances where land is becoming a big question. So he wanted an answer on what is the current land average holding per household in Teso region. The third question is, aware of the land average land holding, what enterprises can the Teso people do in order to raise the money that you remember? The first question was how much should the family make, or does the family require to sustain itself now that there is an issue of land? So they are saying, aware of the above two questions, what enterprises should a Teso household engage in to be able to raise the money that can make them sustain themselves? And the last one is, what government interventions should be done by government? So those were the four questions being answered. So in other words, the research was skewed towards answering the four questions. It was not a development plan. I've been following discussions, people asking, does the report have education? Does it have health? It does not have all that. The report only answers the specific questions the president asked Calvin to answer. The other questions, of course, that the additional questions the president, in line with question three on what enterprises, the president wanted Calvin to answer the question which has lingered in his mind for a long time. What is wrong with the Teso fruits? That was the question. What's wrong with Teso fruits? Because every time he meets some people say the fruits are okay, while others are saying, no, these are wrong fruits. And all of us, we know these are that's public information. The other thing, then, of course, the additional question the president asked Calvin to answer, that people are disturbing him on the issue of cattle economy. And does aware of the land size, is cattle economy still tenable? I think those were the specific concerns the report was answering. On question one, if you allow me quickly to, I will not go into details, but on question one, there is no official data in our research. Of course, when Calvin was given an assignment, he co-opted some of us personally. He gave me a call, aware that I have been in matters of research in the NRM party for quite a while. So he called me to share with me the assignment the president had given him. And we constituted ourselves into a technical team, which technical team I was among the people who did the research. We were a team of three. Now, on question one, we Okay, how did we do research? I think it's also important to answer that. The president himself had given Calvin books to read in order to get answers. One of the books the president gave Calvin was this, his book called How He Transformed the Ankole from Grass Thatch to Mabati. So he wanted him to read through that and probably get some answers. He also gave Calvin a manifesto to study it. And the other thing that he was able to give him, I think, is his book called The Mustard Seed, the new edition. So that became a source of part of one of our information. Our secondary information, we reviewed the literature that was given by the president. That's how we did the research. We looked at what the president had written about Ankole and how he transformed Ankole. Then the second formula we used was to get primary data directly from farmers. We visited a few of the selected farmers. These farmers were given to us by the fruit factory, how do you call it? The Teso Fruit Cooperative Union, led by Papa Pian. Because we also met the leadership of the cooperative union, led by Papa Pian. We met the board members. They were not all there. I think we met about six or seven. They gave us their perspective about answering the fruit question. Then we also met farmers that they guided us. We also visited Katine Cooperative Union in Katine sub-county because we wanted to understand how a primary cooperative in Teso under the current arrangement operates and their challenges. In our doing work, of course, we had to interact with the people who designed the factory because the two contentious issues that the president wanted answers on was the issue of the factory and the issue of cattle. And that is basically the detailed report. Almost half of the report is talking about those two items. Then we had to interview Dr. Apollo, who did a feasibility study, because the fruits of Teso were flown to France, to Brazil, and Mexico. And the report clearly indicates these are the best varieties that exist across the world, and they are the most recommended. So we interviewed NADS because they are the ones who interview NADS and OWC because they distributed oranges in the region. Almost 70-80% of the citrus seedlings that we received as a region were distributed by OWC and NADS. So we wanted to get the appreciation from that angle before even we go to farmers. On the issue of cattle, we interacted with the Minister of Agriculture. We also, and one of the people who was very passionate about the cattle economy in Teso was our daughter Demon from Mora, Dr. Demon, who is a commissioner for animal health. Then we also went to Nagrik. We interviewed Dr. Eriaku in Soroti, but we also met his boss in Entebbe. And we were toured around and shown the best varieties that could be used to improve our own breeds in the region. So in brief, we did, in about 6 weeks, we were able to compile a report. And the people we met also included all district production officers in the region, including the one of the city and Kumi municipality. We also met the district planners because we believed that these are the people who can help us answer the questions the president was able to raise. Of course, I saw people saying, why didn't we interview some of them? You cannot, in research, you don't interview everybody. You sample people you think can be able to give you the best feedback necessary to answer the specific questions of the moment that you have for research purposes. So on question one, we sat with the production officers and we realized that even in UBOS there is no official data that indicates the amount of money a household in Teso requires. The only available data in UBOS was that a household in Teso An average household is about six people. That is four children and the parents. So we looked at several items. We looked at issues of food, school fees, health, and we created our own formula with the production officers using the basic parameters that are existing under the UBOS arrangement. So we were able to look at the basic issues to arrive at 24.8 million for a household to that a household requires to sustain itself. If you have four children and they are all studying, and they are studying in good schools, and you are taking them to hospital and so on. So we realized that for 12 months, you need about 25 million, roughly. And that will cater for health, school fees, inputs for farming, trading or whatever, church offertory, entertainment, savings, shelter, social functions, and so on. So we were able to come up with an estimate of about 25 million. Now, on the issue of land, there is also no official data. When you check UBOS statistics, they only have number of households, but they do not give details of how much land, average land, is available for a Teso household. So what we did as researchers and the production officers, we were able to look at the productive land per district and which data was available according to the production officers. They got the number of households each per district against the productive land they had. And we were able to arrive at Ngora at three acres per household, and the Kapelebyong still at about 10 acres, Katakwi also about 10. Kapelebyong 12 and Katakwi 10, the lowest being Ngora and Soroti City, and Soroti at 4. By having an average doesn't mean that every household has that number of cows. All of us know in statistics, when you take an average, of course, it doesn't mean everybody has that number of that number of land or that size of land. There are families that may actually have one or none, and there are families that have more. So when you distribute, just like the way we distribute GDP per capita, so you'll be able to get that average. So on the issue of cattle, we discovered our report indicates clearly that the grazing lands, the communal grazing lands, still exist. Those that had been encroached can be reclaimed or are being reclaimed using a directive by the president himself on the issues of wetlands, because some of these grazing lands run towards wetlands. On cattle again, we did a sample of the markets, the weekly markets. We did the weekly market of Ochorimongi, Bukedia, Barata, Kere, Adipala, Ochero, Kasilo, Ochapa, and many others. So we picked 10 markets, and the highest market in terms of number of cows sold per week is Bukedia, followed by Ochorimongi, and the lowest being Ochapa and Arapai. These are the lowest in terms of number of animals sold. We selected only the 10 markets because we wanted to make a case to the president that at the moment, cattle is still a leading contributor to the Teso GDP. There is no item that can match the amount of money cattle is injecting in our economy, even without government intervention. So we, in the 10 markets, we concluded that an estimate of 5,000 cows are being sold per week. That's about 20,000 cows per month, while that comes to about 240,000 animals per year, per annum. And the cattle in Teso are being sold between 500 to 1,000 I mean 500,000 to 3,000, 3 million. Cattle in Teso range between 3,000 and, I mean, 500,000 to 3 million. On average, we went for a cow at 1.5. These figures were arrived at using the production officers because they deal with markets directly. So the average amount for a cow in Teso is about 1.5, an adult cow. And we arrived to a figure of about 400 billion per year, being over 400 billion being injected by the cattle economy. And we are saying to the president that there is no any other item in the economy in Teso that contributes that amount of money. On the issue of fruits, it was clear that after our interactions with the respondents, the fruits that we have are the correct fruits. So what is the problem in Teso? The problem in Teso is excess production. That is what our report is saying. And the excess production arises because of the size of the factory that we have. The factory in Soroti consumes 6 tons per hour, and the factory works for 10 hours. That means 60 tons per day. In a year, that factory can only consume 21,600 tons. That therefore means that what Teso is producing, Teso has between 8 million to 10 million trees. So even if we went for the lower average, the lower number of 8 million trees, and each tree contributes or fruits about between 100 to 200 kilos. So even if you went for the lower value of 100 kilos per tree, that will be 800 million kilos of oranges that we produce. And that's about 800,000 tons. So if you subtract what the factory currently consumes with what is being produced, the factory is consuming only 3% of the total production. So our recommendation is that the factory, first of all, needs to be enhanced. There is need to expand because at the moment it does not even have a mass automated packaging line. The machine they are using is for cottage, and that's what our report is indicating. So basically, on fruits, our recommendation is that more investors must be attracted to consume what is available. But we are also recommending regulation. We have other items like coffee being regulated, tea, and so many others. There are clear regulations. But in the fruit industry, there are no regulations. That's why you find that the market of juice is highly saturated by cheap flavors imported from Asian countries. And people run flavors and forget about healthy fruits that we are producing. But our report indicates that if whatever is being produced is consumed completely, if you consume all the oranges in the region, it means the economy of Teso shall have between 360 billion shillings to 640 billion if you consumed what is being produced completely. So on of course, I've already mentioned on the factory. So this myth of the wrong oranges, the report has put to rest that because we have done that. Of course, the last one, maybe because I've over-talked, is our proposal on enhancement of the factory is on the issue of processing, the storage, packaging, and marketing. Currently, there are companies we discovered. We interviewed the representative of Pecan Peel, a juice product from Kenya. Interestingly, 30 to 40% of their raw materials are being bought from Teso. But you find a Ugandan can go to a supermarket, buy orange juice manufactured by Pecan Peel, and he leaves the one that is manufactured by Teju. And yet they are all sourcing the materials from the same place. So there is also an issue of mindset. So lastly, maybe on the issue of on the enterprises, we recommended fish farming. Of course, we studied fish farming. We interviewed the Ojama fish farmers. We also interviewed the Musei. There is a Musei from Ajaro. I think it's called Ajaro from from Amuria. We wanted to understand why their fish farms are failing. And our conclusion was that there is a problem. First, the heavy investment, initial investment, but also the cost of feeds. And in our recommendation, the president clearly directed the Ambassador Cheger and the ministers who were present that they should start sourcing for people, since the raw material is there, so they should start sourcing for investors who can start opening up factories for feeds in the region so that many people can get into fish farming. That requires less land, but producing high-value commodities. Basically, that's what I can say for now. In case there's something else and you need clarification, I can bring it later.
Okay.
Briefly, that's what the report is talking about.
Let's go for a commercial break. I will come back and then start off with LOC 5 Kapelbyong. Then later on, I will have to ask you some questions before you go. I know you're such a busy man and you might want to fly away, but you just stay for some few minutes and then I have some 2-3 questions for you.